Hey guys, it's your girl Ro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we talk about being you, being the real you. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it's been a long week. Feeling like you don't want to speak. Yeah. No, it's time you're feeling lonely. Oh.
It's your girl Ro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown. Sis, what's going on, baby girl? How have you been? I pray this week has been blowing your mind. I pray that God has just been opening up doors for you. I pray that you have had so much peace in your life and that your joy has just been uncontainable, girl. All right, but sis, let me tell you something. I have been trying to record this episode for like 10 minutes and the enemy just kept trying to throw your girl off course. But sis, you gotta know that no matter what's in your life, you can handle it. Don't quit, just shift. And I was trying to record this episode and I was about to say forget it, but I just had to take a deep breath and say it's bigger than me and I'm gonna record this episode, okay? You hear me? And I mean, you can behind me saying, but sis, I know that this episode is really gonna help you, because as I was writing it, as I was like brainstorming my topic for this week, I started to cry and I knew this episode was what God wanted me to do, sis. So let's go ahead, grab your tissue, fasten your seatbelt, and let's get ready for takeoff. All right, sis, here we go. Sis, let me tell you something. It is not your fault. Now, I don't know what fault might mean to you, but I want you to know what you experienced and what you've been through in your life, it was not your fault. And on Sunday, I went to a church service. Girl, it's something about just being in worship and fellowshipping with other believers, and it was just so amazing. And the pastor started talking about that is someone in here who had like emotional trauma and someone who was sexually abused and things in that case. And the tears just started to scroll down, like run down my face. And I'm like, what's going on? Yes, I have been touched inappropriately. And yes, I have a lot of emotional trauma. And I'm working through my trauma by going to therapy. And if you missed last week's episode, go back and stop this episode and go back and listen to how I share what mental health is and the importance of mental health. And we don't realize that the things that we encounter, the things that we've been through, how we handle our stress, it all comes from things, I know for me, things that I have experienced in my childhood. And since your mental health is so important, and it's time that we start to normalize therapy. That's a whole different episode. So go back and check out episode 11. Sis, let's talk about your mental. But sis, in today's episode, I want you to know that it's not your fault. And I know for me, the being touched inappropriately was not my fault. Things that happened between me and my dad was not my fault. And sis, I want you to know that it's okay not to be okay. Yes, I don't know the extent of your story, but I do know that it wasn't your fault. And I want you to know that although it did happen to you, God is still going to use that. He's still going to use that pain. He's still going to use that, the trials that happened to you. He's still going to use that setback for his glory. And I want you not to give up in your journey. I want you to know that it's okay to cry. It's okay to be that strong friend. It's okay to just want to take a moment and scream and have your head in your pillow. But it's okay, sis. I want you to know that God got you. God never left you. God never have left you. He never will leave you. And that's a promise from God that he will never leave you. And I know at times you might feel alone. I know at times you might want to throw in the towel. I know you might want to give up, but you gotta keep going, sis. You don't quit. You gotta shift, because God promised you that all things are working together for you. God promised me that everything is going to work out for my greater good. So I want you to know that no matter where you are in your journey, that you got to keep going. You are still alive for a reason. God is not done with you yet. You still have breath in your lungs. You still have a purpose in this earth. So you can't give up. Somebody's out there is waiting on your story. You are giving somebody a hope to keep going in their journey. But although the young ladies that I'm making an impact with, they look at me and they know that, yes, I've encountered sexually, yes, I've encountered being touched inappropriately, yes, I encountered daddy issues, yes, I encountered an abortion, yes, I encountered a sex addiction, but I'm keep going because someone out there is waiting on my story. And since I want you to know that you gotta keep going because God is not done with you yet. You need to fix your crown and keep it moving. And you better understand that if God is before me, then who can be against me? Nothing or no one can stand against the plans that God has for your life. Yes, you might detour, but you would not derail. You would not self-destruct. So I want you to know that you got this, and I'm rooting for you. I'm praying for you. I'm covering you in prayer, and God loves you so much, so much. And you gotta keep going, sis. And I want you to remember that it's not your fault. It is not your fault. So I want you to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Yes, forgive yourself, because forgiveness isn't for that person. Forgiveness is for me. I know for so long, I wanted the people who hurt me to hurt, and that ain't God. And my job as a believer is to forgive. Yes, forgive. And forgiveness is that one thing that we don't really want to do. And I've been having so much back pain. And I realized that that back pain was coming from stress. I was stressing over things that I had no business stressing over. And God reminds us to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And I want you to know, sis, that you gotta let it go. I know it sounds cliche, but sis, let it go. It's not your fault, but the healing and the forgiveness is your responsibility, sis. All right, baby girl. And sis, before we get out of here, God gave me a word, a prophetic word just for you. Sis, God told me to let you know that it's not your fault, the abuse that happened to you. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't anything that you did, but I promise you the healing is your responsibility. Forgive, let it go. I know it hurts. I know you beat yourself up about it and they didn't believe you. But I am your God, and I am restoring everything and more to you. Forgive so I can do a new thing in and through you. Stop beating yourself up. I will give you beauty for your ashes. Release and let it go. I don't know who that's for, but that word was God ordained. This message was God ordained, because this wasn't even my topic for today. But I want you to know, sis, that God got you. I'm covering you. God never left you, and he never will leave you. So sis, before we go ahead and get out of here, I'm definitely going to pray for us. And I'm praying for myself as well, because I have to constantly renew my mind every day. And although I'm walking in my wholeness and I'm healed, I would be lying to you if I tell you that I don't have thoughts and flashbacks of the things that happened to me, whether it was my abortion, whether it was things that happened between me and my dad, the flashbacks and being subconsciously triggered. But it happens, and how you handle it is your responsibility at the end of the day, because God has equipped us for everything that we need. God promised me that everything's gonna work out for my greater good. God promised me he would give me beauty for my ashes. So sis, you gotta know that if God is before you, who can be against you? Keep going on your journey. I know it's hard. I know you want to quit, but you can't quit. Just lean on God. Don't quit, shift, sis. All right. So before we go ahead and get out of here, I want you to know that every day it is getting better. Until we chat again, remember, it's okay to cry your eyes out, wipe your tears, put your mascara back on, brush your eyebrows, add your lashes, but most importantly, sis, fix your crown. If nobody tell you, sis, you girl, you know how we close out. You know we close out in prayer. So go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this time of fellowship between my sister and I. God, I thank you for being the peace, for being our foundation. God, I just pray for restoration in my sister's life. I thank you, Father God, that you are doing a new work in and through her. God, I pray that she continues to remove the scars, as she continues to take off her band-aids. I thank you, God, that you'll give her beauty for her ashes. God, you promised her that you would never leave her nor forsake her. So at her time of loneliness, I thank you, Father God, that you would just send a reminder to her, to letting her know that you are with her and that you are not mad at her, but God, instead, you are crazy in love with her. I thank you, God, for just continuing to be her source of her strength. I thank you, Father God, for just giving her sisters in Christ who can just pray with her, who can uplift her, who can motivate and definitely who can inspire her to keep going in her journey. I thank you, Father God, that she won't quit in life, but she will just shift and to know that, God, that you promised her that all things are working together for her greater good. God, I release my faith with her faith, and I come into agreement with all of her prayer requests. I thank you, God, in advance for just doing exceedingly abundantly above all that she could ever ask or think. God, you are Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And God, you promised her that before you formed her in her mama's womb, that you knew the plans that you had for her life, plans of a good and not of evil. I thank you, Father God, and I release my faith with her faith, and I come into every prayer request that she has in her heart. I thank you, God, that you know her head, that God, you know her better than she knows herself. I thank you, Father God, that she'll just show up and show out in her life. I decree Ephesians 3:20 over her lifestyle. I thank you, Father God, that you are doing exceedingly abundantly above all that she could ever ask or think in your son's name. I thank you, God, in advance for just doing all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, I come against the spirit of suicide. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, I thank you, Father God, that she is enough, that she is loved by you. I thank you, Father God, that Satan, you can't have nothing that belongs to my sister, not even an ink pen. I thank you, Father God, that we rebuke you. I thank you, Satan, that we rebuke you. We bind you up and we send you back to the pit of hell. I thank you, God, that you are just a restorer. You are giving her the strength. I thank you, God, that she will soar like an eagle, but she has to wait patiently. I thank you, God, she will worship while she wait, and for the faith, and her faith is being rebuilt. God, we just trust you. We give it all over to you. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Fill us up, God. I thank you, Father God, that just, God, we just say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Sis, I love you. I'm so proud of you. Keep going, baby girl. Peace out.
Thanks so much for rocking with your girl. And if you love this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your fellow kings and queens out there, because we all deserve to have our crown fixed. Remember, God loves you and so do I. Peace.